So please tune in for
the
that.
The Hawk is on the air at 101.5 FM.
Hey, this is jazz piano player Nick McLean in Toronto, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Everybody, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and today we have some really good tunes to play for you. We have brand new music by Karin Davidson 9, Jazz Lab Orchestra, Noam Lemish, Wild Blue Herons, Nick McLean, and so much more. So definitely stick around because we have a show that is packed with great tunes. I want to quickly say thank you so much for all of the love and support that you have given us over the last 6 months. Last week was our 6 month episode, and it was so much fun to put that together and to edit together some introductions from some of our favorite artists. So if you missed last week's episode, I definitely recommend that you check it out after this one, of course. You can listen to it on Mixcloud or on Spotify. All you have to do is search up Orange Grove Radio. If you'd like to join our community, you want to ask us a question or send us a comment or even make a request, you can tweet us at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. If you loved a track but you missed the title or the band name, don't worry. You can find all of our playlists from all of our episodes over on our website at orangegrovepublicity.com. Okay, cool. Well, now that all of that is covered, let's get into the music. All right, everybody. Well, let's start the show off with a brand new track by the Karin Davidson 9, who are a large ensemble based in Toronto, Canada, led by Tara Davidson and William Karin. Their new album, The History of Us, is the Karin Davidson 9's third studio recording and is their most personal project to date. Comprised of 2 3-movement suites, The History of Us is a powerful, moving meditation on the universal themes of family, migration, and loss. This is Home by the Karin Davidson 9 from their new album, The History of Us, featuring Tara Davidson on alto and soprano sax, clarinet, flute, and piccolo, Kelly Jefferson on tenor and soprano sax and clarinet, Charantha Bedigay on baritone sax and bass clarinet, Jason Logue on trumpet and flugelhorn, Kevin Turcotte also on trumpet and flugelhorn, William Karin on trombone and bass trombone, Christian Overton on bass trombone, Andrew Downing on acoustic bass, and Ernesto Cervini on drums and percussion. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio. That was Home by the Karen Davidson Nine, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Coming up next, we're going to be listening to a track by the Jazz Lab Orchestra. Their brand new album, Logos Labus Musicus, is one of our favorite releases of this year. This band features some really, really heavy jazz musicians coming out of Montreal. We have Mario Allard on soprano and alto sax and clarinet, Benjamin Deschamps on soprano and tenor sax and flute, Samuel Blay on soprano sax and bass clarinet, Jacques Cuba-Séguin on trumpet, Thomas Morali-Bernard on trombone, Félix Stuzzi on piano, Alain Bédard on double bass, and Michel Lambert on drums. Logos Labus Musicus is their newest album, and it was all written by bassist and composer Auguste Leprez. This is Le Grain Blanc dans les Voiles by Jazz Lab Orchestra. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you. Hi, this is Toronto-based pianist Noam Lemish, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5, The Hawk.
You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. And it wouldn't be the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz without talking about Noam Lemish's brand new album, Et Erlebnisse. Et Erlebnisse is a German word for deeply felt experiences, and each piece in this brand new album is completely improvised by Noam. It was recorded in a single take and played in real time. Each selection serves as a sonic portrait that captures a unique, deeply felt experience in Erlebnisse. So all of his tracks are titled Et Erlebnisse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to 16. We're going to be listening to Et Erlebnisse 11 today, which is a very, very beautiful piece, and I definitely recommend that you listen to this whole album from start to finish. This is Et Erlebnisse 11 by Noam Lemish. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Thank you. That was At Alebnis 11 by Noam Lemish. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio. Let's listen to a track by Greg Amiro next. Originally from Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, guitarist Greg Amiro has been living and performing in Montreal for over 30 years. A longtime faculty member of the jazz programs at McGill and Concordia University, Amiro is a past winner of the Grand Prix de Jazz at the Montreal International Jazz Festival and the Prix d'Opus. For decades, he has been a mainstay of the Montreal jazz scene and one of Canada's most notable guitarists. His brand new album, News Blues, is his third recording as a leader. It features three of Canada's finest jazz musicians. We have Steve Amiro, Greg's brother, on piano, Adrian Vidatti on bass, and Jim Doxis on drums. This is Reissued by Greg Amiro, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. This is Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Next, we're going to play not one, but two tracks by Philippe Côté, who is a composer and saxophonist, well, multi-instrumentalist, really, based out of Quebec. His most recent project was a collaboration with Mark Copeland, the iconic pianist. It's really cool because they had so much great music that they made not one, but two albums. So we have Belle Tolle's Variation and Fleur Revisited, and we're going to be listening to a track from each album. The first one we're going to hear is Oracle, which is from the Belle Tolle's Variation album, and then we're going to be listening to Mystery of the Seed, which comes from the other album, Fleur Revisited. Both albums feature Philippe Côté on soprano saxophone and bass clarinet, Mark Copeland on piano, and the Quatuor Saguenay Quartet, which features Laura Andriani on violin, Nathalie Camus also on violin, Luc Beauchemin on viola, and David Ellis on cello. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Oracle, followed by Mystery of the Seed by Philippe Côté with Mark Copeland.
Thank you. Hey, this is Bill Sample from the Vancouver-based Wild Blue Herons, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
Hi, I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. That was Oracle, followed by Mystery of the Seed by Philippe Côté and Mark Copeland. They came out with two albums, Bell Tolls Variation and Fleur Revisited, and I highly recommend that you check them out. Moving on, we're going to be listening to I'll Be Seeing You by the Wild Blue Herons. Jazz duo Darlene Cooper and Bill Sample have been longtime collaborators turned husband and wife. They say that their shared love of musical styles from jazz and blues to soul and groove brought them together and has seen them work in a wide range of settings over the years, from intimate duo engagements to concerts with the 50-piece choir they co-direct with Marcus Mosley. Their new album, You and I, is a collection of standards inspired by the great women of jazz. This is I'll Be Seeing You by the Wild Blue Herons. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Morning sun, and when the I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Can You Hear Me is the debut 18-track double-disc solo album by Toronto-based pianist Nick McLean. In this album, he takes influences from jazz piano greats such as Bill Evans, Keith Jarrett, and Brad Mehldau, as well as that of his two divergent ensembles, Snaggle and Nick McLean Quartet. Shaped by McLean's respect and trust in producer Brown Man Alley's impactful omnipresent guidance, McLean delivers rich and prismatic interpretations of originals, standards, and other spontaneous contemplations. This is Things Ain't What They Used to Be by Nick McLean. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, we've almost reached the end of the show, but don't go anywhere yet because we still have one track to play for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, we're so grateful for 6 months on air. 6 months every single week. How exciting. How cool. So thank you so much for tuning in every single week. And we hope that you continue supporting us because we have so much incredible music and interviews and special episodes planned for you in the new year. As always, if you'd like to join in on the conversation, you can tweet us at OG Publicity, and you can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. If you like the show and you want to listen to it again and again and again, or you want to listen to past episodes, you can actually hear all of them on Mixcloud and Spotify. All you got to do is search up Orange Grove Radio, and there you go. You've got our show as a podcast right there at your disposal. If you really liked a song but you missed the title or the name of the artist, don't worry because you can find every single playlist from every single show on our website. All you got to do is go to www.orangegrovepublicity.com. I mean, do people even do the www. anymore? I don't know if that's necessary. I don't know. It's something that I've been hearing since I was a kid. Let me know. Tweet me. Do you have to do the www. anymore? Enough of that nonsense. We're going to be closing the show today with a track by the Heavyweights Brass Band. Their new album, Stir Crazy, has definitely been picking up a lot of traction. People all over the world are absolutely loving this album, us included. This is such a good album for feel-good, dancing, living, walking, living life. I would definitely recommend that you listen to this album, Stir Crazy, by the Heavyweights Brass Band. This is Black Hole Sun, and you've been listening to Orange Grove Radio. See you next week. Bye-bye.